Give ear unto my story true, you graceless men on earth, which any way in secret seek your neighbor's timeless death. Not many pleasant summers past, this wicked work was done, which three accursed kinsmen wrought against their uncle's son. A kind and courteous gentleman, his aged father's joy, the only heir unto his lands that should his place enjoy. His envious nephews gaping still, his day of death to see, thought every year that he did live 7 years and more to be. Because this gentleman, once being laid in grave, their aged uncle being dead, they should the living have. The thought whereof did often make their hearts with joy abound, for that they knew the living worth each year £100. But when they saw this toward youth live up to man's estate, and to himself hath likewise chose a faithful loving mate, then were they out of hope and heart, but most when they did see his beauteous wife in little space, most big with child to be. Then did the devil entice them straight to murder, death, and blood, thereby to purchase to themselves their long-desired good. 100 ways they did devise this gentleman to kill, but yet his wife, being big with child, stuck in their stomach still. If we should slay the one, they said, and let the other live, no comfort to our hearts' desire that deed at all would give. The brat new bred within her womb, none can for'er deny, therefore 'tis meet and requisite that both of them should die. And for to blind the eyes of men, strange garments had they got, which to perform that wicked deed they only did allot. And after this most bad pretense, the gentleman each day still felt his heart to throb and faint, and sad he was alway. His sleep was full of dreadful dreams, in bed where he did lie. His heart was heavy in the day, yet knew no reason why. And oft as he did sit at meat, his nose most suddenly would spring and gush out crimson blood, and straight it would be dry. It chanced so upon a time, as he his supper ate, his eyes and heart so heavy were that he slept at his meat. Now fie then, quoth his loving wife, and woke him presently. Why is my dear so drowsy now? Quoth he, I know not I. Good wife, he said, let us go walk about our land a while. I shall be wakened thoroughly when I have walked a mile. His wife agreed, and forth they went, most kindly arm in arm. But suddenly were they espied, that thought on little harm. At length three sturdy men they met, in soldiers' tattered rags, with swords fast girt unto their sides, which tangled in their jags, their faces smeared with dirt and soot, in loathsome beastly wise, with black-thrummed hats upon their heads, as is the German's guise. And when they saw no persons nigh, those helpless couple then, they wounded sore in cruel sort, like most accursed men. And in the thickest of the corn, which in that place was high, they dragged and murdered bodies then, and so away did I. And soon they shifted off their rags and hid them by the way. And weaponless they homeward went, clad in their own array. Long did the silly servants wait their master's coming home, which dead within the field did lie, all bathed in bloody foam. At length, when dark and gloomy clouds had shadowed all the sky, the servants wandered up and down their master to espy. And as they passed along the place where these were lately slain, within the corn they heard one groan, as heart would break in twain. And running straight to search and see who gave this ghastly sound, their master dead, their mistress stabbed, yet living there they found. In bitter pangs in travel then, this woeful woman lay, and was delivered of a son before the break of day. Then died she incontinent, no memory had she, for to descry the murderers, no found they could not be. They both together buried were, the child to nurse was said, which thrived and prospered passing well, no sickness did him let. But now behold God's judgment just, the truth I shall you tell. Ere this child was 7 quarters old, this strange event befell. One of the murderers being said, at tables on a day, The nurse did chance to bring this child within that place to play. The child under the table got unthought of anyone, and bit his cousin by the leg hard at the ankle bone, which by no help nor art of man could ever heal be, but swelled and rotted in such sort that thereof died he. Not full a 12-month after this, this child did chance to be, whereas the second murderer was drinking merrily. He took one of the biggest pins that struck about his breast, and thrust it in his kinsman's thigh, where then the sign did rest. Which done, he laughing ran his way, the wound did bleed amain. By no means could they staunch the blood, nor ease his extreme pain. The grief and anguish was so great, which thereof did proceed, that ere 3 days were fully past, the man to death did bleed. The child with rods was swinged full sore for this unhappy act, yet never would forgiveness ask for his committed fact. Thus passed it on until the time this child was 5 years old, the other murder living still with conscience bad behold. He never after saw the child, but he would shun the place. The child did never look on him, but with a frowning face, and stones at him still would he fling, where he did him meet, which made the neighbors wonder much that oftentimes did see it. In harvest next, this little child, with other boys beside, went to the fields and open-mouthed this man asleep they spied. The child, having a bramble stick within his hand to play, did thrust it down his cousin's throat, asleeping as he lay. The man therewith being soon awaked, did strive to pull it out, and he thereby did rent and tear his windpipe round about, which being found incurable, as he lay in his bed, his murderous deed he did confess, as you before have read.